This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Migs Cast. My name's Steve Migs, and I am here with the Reverend Infuego.
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn Cannon, everybody.
Hello, Neil.
All right. We are just a couple of days away from live day.
So hi there.
How you
Hello
doing, Glenn?
Tired, fried, burnt out.
Glenn is the Paul Schaefer of live day.
You're going to have those cool glasses? You're going to shave your head?
Yeah. Yes, and yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Just get a bald cap, maybe?
And yeah. Yes.
And participate in random segments as well.
Yay!
So it really is. Yeah.
So you've been wrangling all the bands that can be performing at Live Day, all the musicians. Advance, thank you. I'm sure that was an undertaking.
Well,
typically bands are not necessarily the most quick to get back.
No, none of them. I sent out one tech email saying, hey, here's what you're walking into. Right. It's honestly Castle I'm very tired. Differently than years past, Castle wrangled all the artists.
Oh.
So he hit me with a, hey, here's who I've got. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then a big email went out from him and our brother Jason. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I've kind of tapped in and said, hey, guys, here's what to expect.
Right.
Like, there will be, for example, no sound checks of any kind.
No, you go in and you play.
Yeah, because there's going to be a radio show happening 10 feet from you live. So
right.
You can't be up there like, can I get a little more of, you know, so-and-so in my monitor?
And then Steve's just going, shut up!
Yeah, right. That's not
going to
happen.
Talking over here.
Talking over here.
Well, and on the flip side for us, like, you know, I was saying, oh, well, during a break, we could round up people to, you know, be callers, because instead of taking calls at Live Day, we're not taking calls. We're going to have
shove
the audience
in people's face.
Yeah, the audience will be our quote unquote callers. So I'm like, yeah, we could solicit and maybe make an announcement. They're like, do you not realize that even when you're not live, we are still live? So you won't be able to get onto a PA and be like, we need callers for this because Windowpane's playing or
yeah.
or Craig Gass is doing a commercial in the voice of Al Pacino, whatever it may be. You're not going to have an opportunity to do any of that.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be, Live Day is making me nervous the
now,
closer we get to
are
it.
You going to hop up from your table and walk over to join us for Beat Migs, the theme?
Oh, crap, I got to sing Beat Migs.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. Oh, you're on it, remember?
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
I keep cracking up Sean in rehearsal.
Because
I do the, Sean's behind his kit just cracking up every time we run it, man.
Yeah, that's right, we're going to be doing this live. Oh, wait, wrong one.
That's the wrong one, man.
We're going to be doing this live.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
Hey, remembers the lyrics.
He's smarter than you.
You do, too.
You're going to lose.
No, play.
60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
You're going down, and he's going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody. What a shame!
All right, so we're going to write down the lyrics.
For everyone, yeah.
I've been doing really well in rehearsal.
Oh, and it shows.
Yeah. Well, this is different. Now I have a large bulbous microphone shoved in my face.
That's hot.
I am glad that we decided to do that because I don't know if you've heard this yet. Our friend who just recently, fresh off of their triumphant debut show at Studio 7, Richie and the Boys in Thunder Beast, sent me their version of the Beat Migs song.
Oh, nice.
We played it last Friday, and let's just say it went over like a bomb, man. It was just like everyone.
People were like, what's that?
Right, like, I don't know how to feel about this. Oh, my gosh, my brain hurts.
Let's hear it.
All right, are you ready to hear it?
Yeah, man.
Thrash / death / aggressively different version of the Beat Migs theme, which I absolutely love. All right, this is Thunder Beast covering the Beat Migs song.
Yeah.
so
that is incredible.
Awesome. Is it not? My favorite thing is I just love looking at waveforms and stuff. And normally there's like an ebb and flow and an up and
down.
It's
like a brick.
Exactly. It's just a brick. It's so awesome.
My favorite part was when we played this, someone texted and said, does your friend Richie play the triple bass?
Triple bass.
It's incredible what he does in the bass. What the hell?
My other favorite part is the beeping. Yeah, I was out on Friday, so that's the first time I've heard it.
So you deployed that. Did you make any kind of announcement during the show, or did you just play
it? We played the original version and then said, in honor of Thunder, because Thunderbeast was the Loud Local Band of the Week, so we were playing their music as bumpers all morning long. So I'm like, it's not so often good that this happens, but Thunderbeast, and I think more local bands should do this when they become, they should give us a gift for being the Band of the Week as opposed to the other way around. They gave us a gift, and that was this song. And then we played it, and the response was just overwhelming.
Oh, it's happening, man.
Yeah, it's
like, killer.
Even people are like, I don't even like that style of music, but I'm loving this
version. That was great.
Because you just don't expect it.
Yeah, and especially at, what time's the first Beat Migs happen?
6:50. Yeah.
At 6:50 a.m., you need that.
Right.
You're sitting in your car contemplating your life decisions up to this point.
It could
encourage
road rage.
You're tired. You may or may not smell of urine and spilled coffee.
It could get the road rage out.
You need that. You think you need that, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if a few cars got into accidents because of that song.
Headbanging too hard.
Yeah, the one guy that was just already wigging mad, maybe getting run off the road by an ambulance kind of thing.
And he's like, I don't know what
and
to do.
And that comes
man.
On, and that's just the moment. I'm now gonna take you out! Get out of my way! Piss off, cabbie! Get out of the way, nut! I'm gonna run you over! No, I don't have any money! The light was yellow! Goddamn pedestrians! Stupid cyclists!
Oh my gosh! Amazing.
That's killer.
Oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, I mean, that's really been, I think, all of our lives has been just prepping for Live Day. And hopefully people join us. Go to KISW.com. Tickets are still available. If you are going, I highly encourage you to dress up like Fred Durst because Thursday kicks off the winter of Bizkit.
Now, did it get figured out? Because I do know that Windowpane is not doing Limp Bizkit.
Jane has figured out the music to Nookie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because last I had heard, they were concerned about tuning issues.
Well, they
and
figured
I
it out.
Said, let me know by Monday. That's Windowpane's final rehearsal for Live Day. So I need to know by Monday. And I never heard anything. I'm like, okay.
So what's up?
That's me tapping out.
So we've got Cloverjane. They're going to be kicking it off.
That's great.
At some point, Windowpane, you guys are playing as well. Like around 6:50-ish?
Yeah, we're doing obviously the two Beat Migs setups.
Yeah.
And then, somewhere in there, we're playing an original and a cover.
All right. So what are you doing?
Oh, you want me to disclose?
Yes.
You want Disclosure?
Let's give a little tease to that mixed guest listener.
Wasn't Disclosure the movie where Demi Moore sexually harasses Michael Douglas? Was that Disclosure?
That's hot.
I wish you would disclose me.
I know, man. I was sexually harassed recently in the workplace. And
were you really?
Yeah, I was. I was, actually.
And it looks like you liked it.
I kind of liked it.
What was his name?
His name was Carl. No,
damn it, Carl.
I can't remember her name. She's like a banquet captain at this space we work out of.
Huh.
And I can't remember how we got on the subject, but I was riffing about something, and she jumped in there, and she's like, you got daddy issues. Like, nah, it's more like mommy issues. She's like, not a good hard spanking won't sort out. And she's like laying it on.
Wow.
And I was kind of like, I don't.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm sorry. This is kind of cool. I kind of liked it. Yeah, I was being sexually harassed at the workplace.
At no point did she bring you in the office, whip out her penis, and start touching it.
That would have wigged me out.
Yeah.
Pretty, because if she had a little dilla going on down there, I would have been shocked and amazed.
Dude,
do you have to censor that?
Good God.
I made up that word.
When have you ever been able to say that?
Zilla?
You can
say Zilla. You weirdo.
I thought I'd try and see if it elicited a response from Rev.
It got the response.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, he's cross with me now.
Stuff like this could happen on Live Day, and you wouldn't even hear the bleeps.
Well, the first ever F-bomb on a Live
Day.
It
was me.
I still blame Ryan Castle.
It was Ryan's fault, by proxy. That cursed.
Oh, it was definitely, he threw me under the bus and then held me in place as it rolled over me.
But I'm pumped because also at 9 o'clock-ish, Brent Omaker and the Rodeo are going to perform, which is going to be
exciting.
I'm looking forward to the reaction of the people that aren't there, like the texters.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
I mean, here we are, the rock station, and all of a sudden we're going to have like this weird new wave country artist.
Have you guys seen any footage of the one-man band who's also going to be featured throughout the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing a Zeppelin song on our show.
He's incredible in the way that, Grimace on Mushrooms.
One man playing Zeppelin?
He's a weird old guy in lederhosen, and he has a bunch of horns and stuff strapped to his head, and then his boots are strapped to a bass drum that's on his back, and it's
this
not
is
like
going
to
be so weird.
Oh, it's Castle. You know, his eyes lit up. Like, he's like, look at this, man. You know, and he's showing me this guy. I'm like, you're right. That is incredible. He's like, I know, right? You know, and he's all mega happy Castle. Like, look what I found.
Is it Eric Royer, the one man?
Does he have a bunch of horns and stuff strapped to his head and a banjo and stuff on his back?
He's got a lot of stuff. Is that him? No. Wait, there's another Eric the One Man Band?
That ain't him. The guy we're hearing now.
Eric Haynes?
I'll do Seattle.
No, Eric's One Man Band in Seattle? Eric Haynes.
I got him.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I heard he's going to do the Immigrant Song.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him at the fair.
This is the guy.
Oh,
he's
my God.
Cool. He's going to be on stage doing Led Zeppelin's The Immigrant Song.
Has he ever done it before?
Who knows? Well, that's not the point.
Let's see. Nope, I don't think I'm looking at Eric Led Zeppelin. I'm not seeing it on YouTube. No.
And I'm looking up on his webpage right now, and I'm not seeing that either.
I think he's going to be involved in Beat Migs as well.
Yes, he's going to do the victory music. If I win, he's doing Simply the Best.
Okay.
Simply the Best.
Oh, let's look at his.
All right, let's see what other stuff he's got going on here.
I'm just looking at his frequently asked questions. I love it. Is your act clean?
Oh, he does Rocket Man.
Are you on narcotics?
I am the Rocket Man. I need the audience to help me count down. We'll get... Here I go. Look out.
He does it on a bicycle.
A little shaky. All I need is a little bit of altitude and I'll be... Man, look at this one.
This is going to be interesting. He's not really doing the song.
Like, is he like a heart surgeon by day? Is this like a Buckaroo Banzai situation we have going on with this guy?
Hi, I'm Eric Haynes. I'm a professional comedian. I specialize in shows for corporates and comedy clubs, but that's not all I do.
What I need you to do is slowly edge towards me until you're...
He juggles knives.
Whoa.
He wears stilts. Oh, you're not.
It should be a good time.
Just give me a rusty old man. That's him.
Uh-huh. All I can say is that drugs are bad.
I think drugs are pretty awesome, sir.
I think drugs are necessary, sir. Wow.
In answer to your question, we're going to do...
I just played the trumpet. I'm the one-man band, too.
Was that what I heard?
I tried to play the trumpet. Yeah.
No, don't.
Oh. Yeah, that's a...
That was more like the snare drum.
Bit of a slapper there, dude.
Oh, the better one was the one you missed.
You're going to blow out a gasket.
Quite possibly.
No, I heard it, but I thought it was like a mic boom squeaking or something.
Yeah. No, that was me.
We had morning buffalo dip today.
Buffalo dip?
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you dip in?
Red Family Land.
Chips.
No interruptions for up to 6 minutes.
That sounds fantastic.
Let's see. More Eric.
Juggler, when somebody paid me $10 to do a kid's birthday party and things snowballed from there. Now I'm here. Here's what I've got. This strap down here goes to a bass drum. This strap over here goes to the hi-hat.
So his feet are strapped to the drum.
He's like, he's in this apparatus.
This is just one of the acts.
For people that are going to be listening live day, you'll just have to use your imagination. For those of you who have manned up and are coming to witness the chaos live, this guy is a handful. Okay, he's got like 17 horns strapped to his head, and then he just rotates his mouth around and does what he has to do.
This is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
Part of me doesn't want to tell BJ that he's going to be performing Led Zeppelin until...
That's...
My hope is that he gets deeply into BJ's bubble, like it's right behind him.
Let's bring Hair Club in here.
We're going to bring Hair Club in? Yeah. Nope, he walked away.
Oh, what a dick.
He just straight walked away. He was not feeling the migs.
Now he's just looking at the trash.
He's probably big time.
He would rather stare into a trash bin
he is captain
than interact time. With hey, you, everybody. Man. He liked you better when you were still the producer.
Yep.
You know, you didn't have as much tout.
I love that sound drop right there. I got to get that as a drop.
Actually, you know, as I was talking about pumping Glorious into Steve's bedroom while he's, you know, trying to conceive with Sid, I think I'd rather pump in this music.
I just keep thinking, since we're stuck on Live Day, just the Foley artists and get a Foley artist to hang out in the closet.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to, that'd be great. Yeah, just Foley artists adding to the context of.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm reminded of, you guys remember the movie Big?
Yeah,
the
movie Big? Yeah, Tom Hanks.
So I was at the theater watching Big, and there's that moment where she takes her shirt off, she's just standing there in a bra, and then she turns off the light. Then he turns on the light and just reaches up and rests his hand on her breast. Remember that scene?
No.
I don't know if you guys remember that. It was the last time you saw Big.
It's
anyway,
a long time ago.
That's what happens, right? So, you know, she's wearing this like kind of white satin bra. It's great. She takes her blouse off and then turns off the light. He promptly turns, damn, Steve.
That wasn't me. That was Eric.
You're a liar.
Gosh, you guys, that was not me.
But he turns the light back on and then reaches up and just, you know, puts his hand on her breast because he's like a 12-year-old trapped in a grown man's body.
Right.
Just like the rest of us. And we're sitting there in a quiet theater, and right when he reached up and did that, I went, honk! And no kidding. The entire theater just lost their S for about 5 minutes. I mean, it started quietly, like people were like, hoo, hoo, and then it just radiated outwards. I was so proud.
Glenn was a Foley artist from the movie Big.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. And it was most effective, man.
Well, that beats the time I went and saw the Blair Witch Project in the theaters. And I went with my old host, the old show, Andy Savage. And he found out moments before the film that the film wasn't real. And, you know, there was a lot of like, is this really a real movie? Like, right. A lot of people had this suspended belief that this was legitimately archived video footage that, or film footage, and someone made a movie out of an actual real-life situation. So as the credits were rolling in the beginning of the film, he just goes, you know, it's fake. Oh, what a dick. The whole theater booed him.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Seattle Times mentioned that in the review that...
Oh,
that some jackass yelled, you know, it's fake, man, before the film. I know. I was just like, gosh, guy.
And we're going to see that in the theater. And when I was under no illusions that it was real.
Right.
I just thought it was a unique take on filmmaking. And when it ended and the screen just goes black, myself included, everyone in the theater just sat there for a minute.
Yeah.
Just sat there. Like, what did I just see? And then slowly a little bit of light starts to fill the room as the credits roll.
I found the old article, but, and the second paragraph is, it's a fake, shouted a spoil sport at a preview screening a couple of days ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there. Yeah, thank you, internet.
First line of the review.
How'd Andy deal with all that?
He thought he was bummed that they didn't say his name.
Yeah, that sounds like him. Yep.
Andy press is good press, right?
Exactly. He knows what's up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that movie was pretty awesome when you first saw it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, it was stupid. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I went in there and I was like, I have no idea what I'm in for. I've heard this movie's really unique and weird and scary. And yeah, by the time it ended, I mean, it was me, my wife, and my buddy Joe Carroll went and saw it, the three of us.
Nice.
And then people just started quietly walking out.
That's interesting.
No one was talking. And then we got outside, and I think Joe was like, Cannon, how you doing? And I'm like, I need an effing drink. And he's like, let's go do that. And that was our, you know, normally you'll talk about the movie. I think that was, Tawny, I think.
You had to process.
She
it.
Was
it
just
was a lot of people did.
Yeah, I think Tawny was just blinking, you know, and we all just went and sat and drank. And then it was like, so how was work? You know, like we didn't talk about it, man.
It's a fake. So abruptly. And I mean, you've got to kind of piece it together to kind of figure out really what's going on. But it's so intense. And then done. The best part about that was we went and saw it with a bunch of friends, and one of my buddies made it about 10 minutes in before the shaky cam made him just, he left, he ran out because he had to pee.
Anyone with vertigo or anything, I would imagine handheld cam style would just make you nauseous.
It's like that Cloverfield movie. Some people got nauseous from that.
I really enjoyed Cloverfield.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I thought that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
And then,
similar vibe.
Another one that was along those lines before all this took off, because there's all the Paranormal Activity movies, which those are a good time.
The first one was amazing.
The first one's really good, but it's the same thing. It's all done with video cameras, right? Yeah. So they took the premise established by Blair Witch and made a whole thing, but there was a movie called Quarantine.
I still haven't seen it.
Takes place in a fire station. Really good. If you're a Dexter fan, the chick that plays Dexter's sister is the main character.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she goes to this fire station. She's a TV reporter, and then they get called out on a call, and she goes with them to this building, and the next thing you know, they're all trapped in this building because it's been... But it's like that. It's all hand camera stuff because she's supposed to be part of this TV crew filming a documentary about this fire station. And they're trapped in... It's just bad. Real bad. that's extraordinarily appropriate.
No, that sounds like the remake from It right there.
Hey, I came across this and I thought this would be kind of a fun thing to talk about since we do love talking about music and we love talking about one-hit wonders.
Oh.
LA Weekly just put together a list and I questioned this entire list, but I'm excited to get your guys'
opinion. Talk to me, Goose. Yeah, let's do this.
The top 10 greatest one-hit wonders of the hair metal era.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to know any names.
I may not either.
Or
all right,
like any bands
but let's
on
do
this one.
Let's
fly
down
through
this
a few.
Is Enough's Enough on there?
No, surprisingly.
What? Qua?
But there is one that's on here that does have a slight connection to the Migscast.
Slaughter?
No. Maybe we'll even jump right to that. You know what? Let's just jump right to that one because we don't need to. I mean, number 10 is Feel the Shake by Jet Boy.
Jet Boy?
I don't even know this song.
Like, if you play a little bit of it, maybe I'll figure it out. But
sounds like AC/DC to me.
I was going
to
say, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. This has been done. Ooh. Oh.
How hard is he grabbing his boys for this one?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's bad.
This is just a bad idea. Okay, next.
Yeah, okay.
That
so
was a
one.
Hit? I'm going to go outside and open a blood vessel. I've
1988.
Had it. I've had it. I've all just right. had it.
This next one, I have to admit, I don't remember how the recording quality is, but I remember as a young man back in 1989, I was obsessed with this band. One of my absolute favorite bands of that year. I mean,
notice the nervous and scared
right, 'cause I don't
look
remember.
On my face.
Do you remember the band Bang Tango?
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't that like a Nugent song or something?
Didn't they have an acoustic song?
I don't know if they did, but this was my jam on Headbangers Ball.
I thought they were Bang Tango. Were they Love Is On The Way? Love is on the way.
Right, so far, I'm not hating it.
Well, the vibe of it is very, I swear to God, we're not stealing from Queensryche.
Saigon Kick with Love Is On The Way.
Saigon Kick.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm
dirty
not
bait.
Feeling this.
All right, we'll move ahead a little
but
bit.
But that whole intro was like, honest, we're not stealing from Queensryche. Who does this better? Hello.
What, you guys weren't a fan of the Dying Cat vocal style?
Not at
all. So far,
next.
We're 0 for 2. All right, this one, I have no idea who this is. And this comes from 1990. Steelheart.
Excuse me?
Steelheart?
I'll Never Let You Go.
A song written about the Reverend in Fuego.
The number 8 greatest...
And his unbreakable heart.
Steel fart, maybe.
Steel fart.
He swoops down and rescues the people of Tacoma from demonic presences.
Yeah, sure.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Guys, we just wrote our anthem. What should we call it?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Cut me a check and get me some trim. That's what's going on here.
Oh, wait. I gotta wait. Here we go. Gotta wait for the big explosion.
Excuse me?
It's creepy when he makes eye contact with you when he says that.
Come
waiting for your explosion.
Come here for my explosion. Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Are all these bands fronted by the same people?
A bunch of really hot chicks with too much makeup on and big hair.
Banging the crap out of these guys.
Love these guys.
And people wonder why grunge murdered this stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God. Something real? I love it. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah.
I'll
give you a guess on who hates Alice in Chains. All of these bands.
God. Yes.
Well, even GNR. 89, you got Facelift and Appetite.
Yeah.
But even though Bad Motor Finger had dropped, it wasn't... No, Bad Motor Finger is what put them over the top.
Loud Love. Louder Than Love.
Was Bad Motor Finger...
Bad Motor Finger...
Outshine wasn't out in 90, was it? 89, 90?
I feel like that was like 91, 92.
Yeah, they were right on the heels of this.
They were still on Louder Than Love, that record.
And I remember seeing the video for Pearl Jam's Alive on Headbangers Ball at like 1 a.m.
Yep.
But yeah, it was slowly... I remember thinking like, oh my God, classic rock is coming back. Thank God. Because to me, Guns N' Roses was actually a classic rock band. So was Alice in Chains. Because it wasn't that...
Didn't have a guy that sounded like he was a dying
cat. Yeah, they weren't wearing makeup, and it wasn't this...
Wait, it didn't sound like this?
Oh, man.
Gosh.
All right, let's try this one.
Moving on.
All right, so far they're 0 for 3. Number seven has a weird connection to our podcast. It's the band that gave us the inspiration for Welcome to Seattle by Wyatt Only and The Wreckage. Pretty Boy Floyd.
I prefer Ugly Kid Joe, I think.
Right? This song is called Rock and Roll. It's going to set the night on fire.
I've never heard this.
Me neither.
Moving on.
It's just a Crew clone.
Or Poison.
Yeah.
Like, they make Poison sound like a credible band.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Let's go.
It's like pre-teen.
Dude, hair metal was
special.
Hair metal was the crappy emo bands that Danny listens to.
Yeah.
I wish these guys
had the hair. They had the makeup.
Back, back.
All right, the squeaky voices.
Moving on.
Glenn, so far we are 0 for 4.
These are bad.
I know, this is awesome.
This is like a total, like,
after this, I'd love the opportunity to throw two 80s bands that you guys may or may not have heard at you that were sort of in this genre, yet I feel absolutely kick-ass.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so I'd like to do that.
Maybe we should all try and think of at least one. I got two.
People are going to be like, who?
I've got one.
I'm like, dude, these guys were dope.
I've got one, and they are such a fine line from being a part of all this crap.
And they're not bands you've heard of, I guarantee you.
Mine you probably heard of, but they weren't a huge band. All right, number six. Guess what rhymes with six? That's Kicks. Let's go.
These boys are from my hometown.
Don't close your eyes.
I covered this. It's funny, man.
How many X's are in that band's name?
One.
Okay.
I covered this with the Iron Dragon boys. And yes, Steve Whiteman, all those guys are from Hagerstown. So they grew up pretty much right on top of where I grew up, man. So Kicks is still a big deal in Western Maryland. I mean, they were the only band to really come out of Western Maryland. The only other big Maryland band I can think of is Clutch. Bless those boys'
love
heart.
Love Clutch.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I can't hate on Kicks just because they're like pretty much the same zip code as me, and no one gets out of Western Maryland, as I have clearly illustrated.
And so far, his voice is not killing me.
Yeah.
Don't close your eyes.
He's kind of got like a Tom Kiefer voice.
Honestly, they had a song called another ballad called For Shame that was really cool. They actually had a song called Sex that was pretty damn funny, and I think they're intending to have fun. Cold Shower was another cool Kicks song. Yeah, man, I'm familiar with Kicks. I'm not going to diss Kicks. I will not diss Kicks.
So we're 1 for 4 so far.
Yeah, you know, Western Maryland represent. Proud of my boys in Kicks, man. Keep it coming, fellas.
I mean, we're 1 in 4, so we're 1 out of 5 we've gotten so far.
And honestly, to all our listeners out there, look up For Shame. It's a great tune.
All right, next one is number 5. Let's go all the way back to 1989 again. I don't know this one either.
It's not helping me in any way feel good about myself.
Tora Tora. Remember them?
I remember the band.
I remember
name.
The name. I never
Tora
was in...
Tora? Wasn't that a World War II movie?
Tora Tora Tora.
I think that was an adult film. Oh, that was Horror.
Terra,
horror.
Terra, Terra.
Horror, horror, horror.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
They all sound the same.
I am just
all
not
the singers.
Well, then I think the labels were like, just keep pumping this poop out. People are buying it. Do it. Right. Do it quickly, John.
The you next know? Band I was also a big fan of back in the day of the hair metal. I'm a little nervous about this one as well. And I don't even think this was the song that I necessarily was a fan of. But we'll give it a shot. It's. Do you remember the band Junkyard?
I remember the name.
All right.
No.
This is their song, Simple Man. Oh, it's the cover.
No.
It's no, it's not. Okay.
Steve, you get a Leonard Skinner to F.
For a fine.
Yeah.
For fun.
For effing killer.
And that was like the song I danced my mom to, too. Not this one, but...
Oh my God, he's venturing outside of the shred guitar and playing some slide. Immediately give him props for that.
All right, could it
be? Are you just going to noodle all over everything and show how great you can play the guitar with, you know, eights and really high output pickups? Okay, you can, moving on.
Yeah, let's say, let's get to the hook. We're gonna bridge hair metal and country.
Dude, this is one of those moments where I just shake my head and say, white people.
You know? All right, so another
just
one.
Just pure disdain.
But now at number three, you guys remember Trickster?
No.
Yeah, these were the idiot kids. Like, all of their videos featured them racing their dirt bikes. Let's jump our dirt bikes in our video. And they're all like 16, and they all rode dirt bikes.
I remember this song. And I didn't like it back then, and no, I don't like it now.
No, moving on. Oh, God.
Oh, they got country twang, too.
These guys put the saltine in cracker. Man.
All right, let's try this one. Very interesting number two. You might not know the song, but you know the drummer, or at least you know the dad. It's Bonham, baby. Song's called Wait For You. I don't even remember this one.
You know, even Jimmy Page was in The Firm, which was just a tragedy. I remember this song.
Oh, it's like such a ripoff of his dad's band.
That's a tragedy. Then Jimmy Page, who I love. I mean, I love and respect the guy. The Firm was just a tragedy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a terrible... I mean, it's cocaine must have been highly prevalent. Oh, please stop. I feel like I'm being interrogated, man.
Give us the answer, Glenn.
I'll sign anything you want. I'll sign anything you want, man. Can we go back to waterboarding, please? I that was better.
Number one.
All right, number one. I don't know this one. I know the guy. I know he was a very well-respected guitarist. He, well, in my world, because he played with Kiss for a half a second. The Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
I remember hearing that name.
The song is called Boys Are Gonna Rock. I like the beginning.
See, stuff like that always, it always felt kind of homosexual to me. Like, well, who's the band that sang about wanting to go where the down boys go?
Bullet Boys, right?
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Where the down boys go.
I don't think I want to go there. You know, I think they're just talking about popped collars, but I don't want to go there. What is happening?
This isn't so bad right now.
No, that weird siren thing. I feel like I'm about to have a seizure. I don't understand.
Now, do they even sing?
Oh, my God. It's cool that they were able to secure Mariah Carey for these sessions. What a mess. It's just a mess of noodling guitar crap and some guy singing like this.
He's like, I'm an awesome guitarist. Listen.
Yeah, listen, listen, listen how good I am. Oh, God.
Here's a Junkyard song that I like.
Unlistenable, man. All right, man. Okay, I can get behind this. It's basically Queen's Tie Your Mother Down, but okay. Oh, they've changed it. All right, I'm sorry. I'm a huge dick.
It's the, as soon as you start
know,
singing, man.
Yeah.
It's just
God Almighty. Out. Oh, dude.
Is there like a sweet solo at some point where he stops singing?
See, it's nostalgia for me, though. Like, I know, yeah, you're right. You're right. This completely sucks. And I'm listening to it, and there's nothing I can say that will make me, you guys think otherwise. Other than this was when I was 14 and finding my love for music.
So let me see if my 80s.
Okay.
So I'd like you to look up life, sex, death, telephone call to Jesus. No kidding. And if we can at least get through a chorus, you guys can tell me if this is unlistenable or not. I haven't heard this in 25 years.
All right.
But I used to love it.
It takes a second.
Oh, I see what they did. LSD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember this band.
Dude, it was Stanley, the lead singer.
Dude, this band was awesome.
I thought they were, too. Let's see if that holds up.
Stanley.
Because here in a minute, Steve and I might be just apologizing all over ourselves.
I'll never forget the album cover. Then I got one after this one.
I already like it better than anything else we've heard.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get to the chorus. Remember the chorus being amazing. This sounds good. Ah!
Wow, he's not screaming. Very Lane-esque. Yeah. Child of five, I used to lie awake and think about the silent life.
Just want to hear that chorus. Remember the chorus being incredible. We'll see.
Yeah, I can get behind this.
I stand behind this still.
Yeah,
solid.
I think it's cool.
Well, we just listened to...
garbage.
Hit trash to crap.
Yeah, we really did cleanse the palate.
Yeah,
I mean, we fully cleansed. All right, now I'm a little
I think
nervous.
That holds up.
God dang, I'm nervous about this one. But this
there's
was
a song on that album I want to point out called Some Effing S-Ass.
I saw that,
and it is worth a listen. If I recall, it was just great. And there's another song called I'm a Tank, but they were really, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Now I'm nervous about mine. And Rev, you still got to think of one for yourself.
Oh, man.
Okay. This one I always thought was cool because it just sounded like a dark vibe to it. But man, oh man, watch it's just completely
sucks. Let's
see
where
balls.
We land. Oh, right. Dude, we're rolling the dice here.
I know. All right. Let's see. Hold on. Let's get this song going. Here we go. Come on. Come watch it doesn't play.
Oh it's
NWA. Right on. Better than all the other stuff.
Yeah.
What is this?
Circus of Power. The song's called Vices.
I've never even heard of them or this.
It had a pretty bad ass.
It was on Headbangers Ball around the time of all the other crap we were listening to. And it stood out.
Yeah, it does.
I like the chorus.
It obviously does.
Wait, we're about to kind of go a little bit ahead.
Yeah, I can get with this.
Okay.
This isn't embarrassing at all.
This is cool and bluesy and dark.
It's almost like the Georgia Satellites, but a lot more rocking.
Yeah.
What if they had to censor that back then?
I wonder.
I remember the time Buck Cherry's Lit Up came out, MTV was censoring it.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they had to censor it back then.
No, I don't think they even really thought about doing that.
Nobody's panties were in a bunch yet.
No, it's the 80s, man.
Yeah, lighten up. You know? Do you have one for us, Rev?
Yeah, Rev, your turn. Very Aerosmith right here.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Joe Perry solo.
Yeah, this is a cut above all that other crap.
Yes.
I was trying to think of stuff, racking my brains, and I finally... here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
I remember the name of it. I don't remember the song that well, so I don't...
Well, no, we both just kind of did that.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard LSD in 25 years easily.
I'm not going to tell you the name of it. I'm going to see how long it takes you guys.
Oh, hook us up, man.
You're probably going to get it right away, but...
Just Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
Yes.
Yep.
I can get with this. It's Great White, right?
Yes.
Yeah, these guys were kind of rock and roll, and the singer didn't sing like a D-bag.
That was the thing that I remember.
They were kind of like Tesla in that way. Like, Tesla was really cool. Cinderella had a bit of the hair metal thing going on, but they were so rock and roll. It was cool. Like Tom Kiefer's Killer, man. There were certain bands that weren't lame, and yeah. I count these guys among them.
Oh, yeah. This is timeless. This is Great White?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing Great White cover Led Zeppelin's Babe I'm Gonna Leave
You? Oh, my God.
No.
Yes.
On MTV Unplugged. It was incredible.
Oh, I should find out.
It was really like, because, you know, I kind of took them with a grain of salt, like I did most of the stuff on MTV back then.
Totally, yeah.
But I saw that and was like, oh, okay, these guys are,
wow.
These guys are happening.
That was the moment where I was blown away by this band.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Dude, that is fair. I mean, it was really remarkable.
Our buds in The Last Internationale, they do a great version of Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You
really?
As well.
Oh,
my gosh, with Delilah's voice. They're coming back in March.
Nice.
March 25th, I think it's Shoreline, Daryl's Tavern. I'm going to go.
Oh, Daryl's?
Daryl's.
They are not playing Daryl's Tavern.
I think that's the name of it, yeah.
Yeah, I know where Daryl's Tavern is, right by the Fresh Shoreline.
The Last International's playing Daryl's Tavern?
Their friend, who they always stay with, is putting on a charity show.
Oh, okay.
So it's a benefit, and they're doing it as a favor, yeah.
Big favor.
Is Daryl's a small place?
Dude.
Yeah. Teeny.
Dude.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Teeny.
Oh, now I'm excited to see them
there. It's an Uber dive.
Dude.
Even better.
I don't even think there's a stage. There's almost no PA. They are in for a, oh, my God, what did we sign up for?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that's in Shoreline, right?
Dude, I know where Daryl's Tavern is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in Shoreline right next to the Fred Meyer.
I don't want to be that guy, but, you know, I would go do an acoustic set there to help out a friend.
Maybe they're doing an acoustic set.
That would be about right.
Okay, that could be. I have no idea.
Yeah, dude, I'm not kidding. Like, your living room's a better gig.
Wow. Well, I mean,
sorry to Daryl's Tavern.
There you go, dude.
Great place to go drink. I like going there to drink. Of course, I like going anywhere to drink.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, solid point. This is the Great White version.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Wow.
Oh, when it kicks in.
Oh, it's just
so good.
Oh, yeah. They destroyed this.
Said, baby.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy, but I don't think Trickster could have quite pulled this off.
No, but I bet Steelheart or Bang Tango could, or even Jet Boy.
I'll leave you in the summertime. Leave you in the
I wonder if those are ovations. They sound like ovations. They have that kind of plasticky fake thing about them.
Oh, yeah?
Sadly, leave yeah. But it was the best you could get back then.
God, his voice is good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. They're doing it.
They must have got so much poon after pulling this off.
Well, people are like, I love your new song. It's like, oh, man.
Right?
Dude, I've run into that. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Let's get to that.
It's magnificent.
Oh, that's the girl that banged him that night.
She's got the cold sores to prove it.
I'm over here! I mean, not only vocally did they nail it, but the guitar.
Oh, they're nailing it, yeah.
The drummer.
It's killer.
When he kicks in. Oh. Stuff. He's got the button-down shirt, and it's buttoned all the way down to create a V, almost like an arrow to his dong. It's like, babe,
this is probably most
you're gonna
effective.
Suck it.
Whoa.
All right, so we got that version. Now let's check out The Last International, which did a version, which it's going to take on a whole different vibe because you've got a female singing the song.
I'm still just concerned that they're going to play Daryl's.
Now I can't wait.
You should reach out and be like,
I want to see the chaos that happens.
After playing Migs Fest 2.
It's going to be a little bit different inside
yeah.
of fans.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. Gosh, she's got the most amazing voice.
Baby, baby, baby. I'm gonna leave you. Leave you in the summertime. Leave you in the summertime. summer comes rolling. Leave you when the summer comes along. Hey, hey.
You want to circle back to some fun? Yeah, I've got another one for you.
Let me get to the chorus part, though.
Just a live show?
I think it's just a live performance in like a random room. They do that a lot. They'll just set up a microphone and just do like a Bob Marley cover, and they'll post it on their YouTube or their Facebook. I think it's really cool that they do that. They did like a Beyonce cover.
Oh, no kidding.
Which is pretty awesome.
Smart.
Yeah. It's just to keep their music out there when they're in the middle of writing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got pipes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's go. Let's have some fun.
So here's another one. We'll see if it holds up.
Okay.
Look up Disneyland After Dark. And the song is called No Fuel Left for the Pilgrims.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if this holds up.
Disneyland After Dark.
You can't go wrong with covers of Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
No.
Let's see if Disneyland After Dark still is.
I got nothing showing up on here on this.
Really?
Maybe
try
Disney,
D
maybe.
Period A period D period.
Let's just try Disneyland with two words. I'll try it on YouTube.
It went by DAD, but it was Disneyland After Dark.
Oh, okay, I'll try that.
And they had a couple songs.
What's the name of the song?
No Fuel Left for the Pilgrims, or it might be called Jihad. No kidding.
No Fuel Left.
Found Jihad.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, you got cool. it? Yeah, all right, here we go.
All right, so
let's see here, man. Setting the time machine to the way, way back, somewhere on planet Earth.
Yeah, it starts off like most of them.
My,
yeah, right?
My, once bitten, twice shy, babe.
Not as cool as LSD.
I mean, if we're going to play a song that involves Disneyland, we got to go with the ultimate.
Hook me up.
You are such a fart, man.
I don't know what this is.
You don't remember Dada? I'm going to Disneyland.
It's 92.
It's always my favorite claim to fame that when Peter Parker almost got signed by a major, the A&R guy was the lead singer of Dada, who went on to become an A&R guy.
I don't remember this.
I just ran away from home. Now
I'm going to Disneyland.
I don't know if I remember this.
I just crashed my car again. Now I'm
going to Disneyland. See, a lot of bad crap happens to him, but it's okay, Glenn.
Because he's going to Disneyland.
He's going to Disneyland.
I just robbed a grocery store.
I mean, he's a criminal.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Probably avoided this.
I just flipped off President George.
Do we fire up Circle Jerks taking retards to the zoo as an answer to this? Do we do that? Steve's boogieing down.
All right. Once again, we're going down the music wormhole.
That's some bad music wormhole in
really
right here,
bad,
man.
Music.
Let's do our voicemails, our emails, and our
text. I stand behind Life, Sex, Death, though. I do.
That was good.
I stand behind that.
I think of all the songs we played, there was only a handful. There was like three or four.
Yeah, the Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You covers
were great. Two of them were Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Yeah, that's right. Great White, We Won't Diss. And
right.
I think...
And Circus of Power, the Vices song.
Yeah, that was cool. Yes, yep. It was.
And that was about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for stepping into the 80s with us. Kind of like stepping in a pile of dog ass.
Days when it rains, we sit around and check him out. It's Steve.
Here's a nice palate cleanser.
Thanks, Ziggy. Listen to the messages. The messages all sorts of strange. The words and the voices aren't all the same. Steve Miggs. staying positive.
So, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you just a brief sample of this so you can see what's going on.
Why don't we start off with a voicemail?
Feels like life. You know?
You sound so defeated just, when you just, say that. Just quirky. Such an upbeat song.
Just
oh, okay.
Quirky and abusive. You know?
Quirky and abusive.
I cannot stand these made-up holidays that I see all over Facebook. They're so annoying. I mean, really, like, National Drink a Beer Day, National Hug Day. Like, what?
Today is National American Teddy Bear Day, just so you guys know.
Who makes really? These up? Yeah.
So time to
annoying.
Invade Vermont.
National Oatmeal Raisin right. Cookie Day.
Do you guys know the Vermont Teddy Bear Company was made out of a place in Vermont?
That's. I thought they were out of Ohio.
No, Vermont.
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, really. Stop trying to make holidays where there are none. It's just stupid marketing garbage.
It's funny it's she true. Says that, and I 100% agree. And I started on BJ and Meg's whenever I do my news. I'm like, hey, thanks to Car Toys for our sponsor. And hey, by the way, happy American Teddy Bear Day. And I did it as a joke because one time I saw something and it was just so stupid.
Was there a backlash?
And so I was doing it for a couple of days, just being like just a nard about it, right? And I kept doing it and I kept doing it. And I'm like, you know, I'm done doing this. This is stupid. Nobody complained. I stopped doing it. The first day I stopped doing it, the text line blew up. Hey, man, what day is today? Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Oh, you started a thing.
So now I have to do it every day.
It's like when you were a kid and started calling people dude as a joke, and now as a grown man, you still speak that way?
Right.
We started saying, I know, right, as a joke because there was, you know, some dumbass saying it somewhere, and we started doing it. And
right.
Now
dicks.
It's there. Yeah. Now it's right? In my lexicon.
I know, right?
The one I had to train myself, a buddy of mine, Burl Schaefer, always used to say, how's that make you feel? That was his thing, and that became part of my vernacular. And then there was a day, this is when I'm working at Guitar Center, and this lady's in, she's buying her son's first, kid standing there buying his first guitar, amp, case, blah, blah, blah. She gives me the credit card, I run the credit card, it comes back declined, and I'm like, oh, the card's declined. She's like, really? And I went, yeah, how's that make you feel? Dude, immediately, like, oh man, I felt physically, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's just something my friends and I say to each other. I really did, because, man, her jaw fell open and her eyes got big. Like, I felt so bad, man. I felt so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. I said that right to her face. I felt half an inch tall.
Oh, that's just brutal, man.
Oh, it broke my heart, you know, and the kid's standing there, too, like, wow, music store guy's a dick, you know? Like, oh, I felt so bad.
We got a Christopher, our Metallica friend, who sent us an email at themixguest@gmail.com. I want to let you guys know I'm alive and well, but that I took a hiatus on calling in. I called a couple times, but as life has it, you can't always make the time for everyone, and that's totally fair. Sometimes, honestly, I just assume we played all the voicemails, and sometimes they get deleted, or sometimes we just never get to them. It's nothing personal. She is definitely pregnant. Someone just walked by. BJ was wondering if she was pregnant or not, and now it's very apparent that
she's
pregnant.
That was just random. I thought Steve was having some kind of
I was just like, did I just miss part of the conversation?
Migs Tourette's. You and I blacked out for a minute, or he's got Migs Tourette's.
I had this conversation with BJ. It's like, do you think she's pregnant? I don't know if I should say. What do you think? Because there's like that.
You never say it to the person.
But she had it's never okay to ask.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Right.
Now she is.
And that's
dude, if they're 9 months in and you can see it physically kicking through the garment, you don't ask.
Even if the baby's coming out going, hey.
You don't ask.
But like, she's typically.
You say like, oh, you appear to have some kind of growth. You want to put some cream or a lotion on that? You never ask.
The woman in question is typically like one of the best. It sounds very creepy, but one of the best bodies here. You know, like, she's in great shape.
How's her body now?
It's very curvy. In the front.
Yeah, it's growing.
That's right.
It's growing a giant debt. Here comes ruination of all your sleep and dreams.
He says, I can't really make the drunk calls anymore regardless because my girlfriend is pregnant with our second child.
Hey, whoa. Congrats, man.
How about I just go pregnant?
That is so weird.
Did he knock her up?
He could have. Maybe that's his wife. Our son is a little bit young in the habit of waking up in the middle of the night. It would be unfair of me to have her carry him, and it's really difficult to take care of him with a 2 a.m. hangover, so I've been drinking. Well, good. I'm glad on you. Also, it's been great to hang out back in August. Glenn was riding on a jet plane, so it sucks that we didn't get to hang. Hope to make it in studio again sometime soon.
I missed you, bro.
That's from Christopher.
That would have been the that was the Jar of Flies episode, right,
Must
man?
Have been.
Those guys came in and played acoustic. Kyle Korb was with them. I got to listen to that episode. It was really cool.
You know what the funny thing is? I thought like he saw you at a party and you were like hopped up on cocaine or something, and that was like his thing.
It's also probable.
Cassie writes us, so I may be the only one that thinks it's cool, but I'm always tripped out by coincidences. Not exactly a conspiracy theorist, haha, but I'm a newer listener. I've been listening from the first available cast while I'm at work. So tonight, on Tuesday, I open up the app and there's just the Poop Shiv song. Last night on Monday, I listened to the episode Poop Shiv. So I listened to the song and I'm just like, awesome. He made a full version. Glenn, I'm the one that messaged about the lyrics. Then I go to Windowpane and Flash Gordon, that episode. And when you started talking about it and then played it, I went crazy in my head. The chance that you'd post that in between for me, these episodes, is super, super low. But I've been flying through them after the men's room. I attached a pic and it doesn't actually prove anything, but literally hadn't even closed the chat bubble with Glenn. Sorry, I'm a ranter. Stay positive. Cassie, a.k.a. the third shift housekeeper.
Oh, that's right.
Your little image right there.
Hey.
That's awesome.
That's killer.
I love
and I'm also
like
glad that.
That
Flash Gordon and the Poop Shift song have not upset you in any way. I'm really glad that you're entertained and amused. Because I remember the one guy was like, dude, why are you being so hard on country music? I'm like,
come on.
Has nothing to do with country music, man. I didn't mean it that way, you know? There's always...
You can poke fun and it's just for having fun.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you're entertained. Look, that's the purpose.
We're all card-carrying members of the Pretty Boy Floyd fan club. I can't even say that out loud without it sounding stupid.
It's like a tongue twister. Yeah. Fritty Poy Ploid.
Us and Rob, the drummer of Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, we're all part of that fan club. This person says, we believe in making good and long-term relations with our customers, and it all starts with a solid mutual understanding. Please contact us.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's a spam email.
Oh.
Okay.
Thanks.
What are they peddling?
I have no idea. Should I click on the link and find out?
No! Never!
What would be great is if you got a message like that, and they were basically selling silicone phalluses. Like, that, to me, that's the world I want to live in. Like, dude, that's great that you care so much about your customers and their satisfaction, you know, man? Like,
somebody wanted to know if we've heard the, I guess, Dr. Demento is putting out a big box set, and William Shatner's on it, and they said, hey, did you notice that William Shatner covers Garbage Man?
I remember Dr. Demento's Fish Heads. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Dude, when I was a kid, I listened
Shaving Cream. Remember that one?
I listened to Dr. Demento almost
me too.
Every opportunity. See, we would be good friends back in the day.
I'm telling you, man.
We'd rock out the Kicks and listen to Dr. Demento.
Man. See, my buddy, he was super into Demento and Weird Al, and it ruined him for me.
Oh.
Like,
Dr. Demento was the best.
I remember Weird Al's early records with, like, Mr. Frump and the Iron Lung.
I don't even
remember.
Know
that. Oh, man, it's great because he's singing this little song, Visit Mr. Frump in the Hospital, see him most every day. Visit Mr. Frump in the Hospital, and this is what he has to say. And then the music just stops. It's like, it's killer, man. It's really.
I saw Weird Al once a tour and not do any of his parodies.
Like,
just do some of his original tunes.
That's got to be really weird for the people who bought the tickets.
That's the hardcore of the hardcore fans.
Just like, oh, Weird Al's showing up, you know? It's like, and you don't realize that he's going to be doing that, and then all of a sudden...
Like, play Eat It!
And he's just like, shut up!
I mean, that was before, like, Stop Dragging My Car Around, and I Lost on Jeopardy, and all that.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
Like, my sister and I had his first record, and it was all stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, the Mr. Frump song, anyway, I remember bringing me in just genius and just really brutally hilarious, man.
So we got a clip from the William Shatner cover of The Cramps' Garbage Man. I don't have the full song, but just a clip of it. So let's see what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's up from the garage and down the driveway. Now get out of your mind and get out of my way. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I need to party with Bill Shatner.
Yeah, right?
We need William Shatner to be on the next Cruise's Roadie record.
He's obviously a lunatic.
Yes.
He's actually crazy.
He goes all in, man.
Yeah, he's committed.
You're dead. You got the rotten. You see red. Now do you understand?
I always wonder if he ever heard the original versions of these songs that he covers.
I would imagine so.
Garbage man.
No! Just let it ride it, baby!
Wow. They need to give away an opportunity to sit in the studio as he records his vocals for anything.
Dude, yes.
That last part right there, I don't know how did the producer keep a straight face?
Dude, that Bohemian Rhapsody.
Understand. Yeah. I'm the garbage man.
No! Just let it ride it.
on it and ride it, baby.
I'm sure he's, you know, he's either got a straight face like, Bill, that was a good take. You want to try that again? I think the phrasing was a hair out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. Or he's just sitting at the control desk howling with laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill, I love you. Lunch is on me. You know, man?
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done, and that's saying a lot. All right, let's check out another voicemail.
Hey, guys, it's Justin and, no, Hannah's not here yet because I'm freaking driving still.
Oh, then we don't want to talk to you.
What's up, man?
Just thinking about my new commute and wanted to vent a little bit because I haven't gotten to do that for you guys yet. But Hannah and I just moved to Sumner. It's a whole 1 mile farther from my work.
But?
Except we got an added hour to my commute. In the morning, it's not too bad, unless Steve gets in a frickin' fender bender, and then it's a 2 hour commute.
Not my fault.
Steve, that morning.
F you. And F the white Honda Accord that hit me.
Oh my God. 2 hours on the road just to get home? My clutch is wearing out.
Damn it.
My knee is about to pop.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm turning into the Rev and yelling at people. Oh, I love the new house. It's four bedrooms. I got plenty of room. It's a great house.
You should put a heavy bag in one. You're going to need one after that commute, bro.
See you on Thursday. Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. Yeah. Traffic, like, if you've got to do anything on 167, it's a hellscape.
Bro, honestly, if I stay late, like today, I'm hoping I'll be able to get out of here at a reasonable time. But if it's after 2 o'clock, I'm positive of an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours commute home.
I'm watching my buddies.
2 in the afternoon, man. It should be easy to get home.
I remember I told you guys when I worked in telecom, our company used to be right at Gasworks Park, basically, and then they moved clear up to Bothell, and I quit.
I don't blame you.
And then they gave me a fat raise, so I stayed, but it was an average of an hour and a half to 2 hours one way.
Yeah.
And
I don't mind driving 2 hours.
Misery.
60 miles per hour. I can't do 2 hours in traffic.
Oh, dude.
Can't.
Well, I've told you about all the sneaky stuff where I'd come down to 85th and then cut over, and then I found this thing where I'd press the crosswalk button, which would basically stop all traffic on Aurora and allow me to go. You talk about getting flipped off 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Man, those cats would see me pull up, hop out of my car, hit that crosswalk button, and you could see them sitting in traffic on Aurora like, mother effer, he did not just do that. And I'd usually wave, hey, guys. And then the lights would stop to let the, you know.
That's funny.
I'm just trying to make sure the invisible man doesn't get run over crossing the road. Know?
Were you? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just. I'm watching my buddy's game store for a little bit, and so like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I maybe will leave around 4 or so, and it's an hour and a half going 167. It's in Renton, and it's an hour and a half no matter what. It just is.
That's brutal.
I just accept it.
Oh, do you have to take 405 over to get to Renton?
No, not at that point.
Okay,
it's a little bit past that, so it's just 167 to 18.
Because like 405 between between. Where 405 starts in earnest and then Bellevue. It's just...
Oh, yeah. 405 is horrifying.
Even at 6 a.m., just forget it. You know, pack a meal and some Quaaludes. Well, it's going
to
be a while.
And that's another thing I learned even coming from Tacoma up to work and, you know, up here in Seattle, is that if I left after 5 for any reason, usually, you know, sometimes, you know, BJ would be off or something. I'm just coming in to do a little clerical stuff and come back. I have to leave at a normal time, at like 3:30 in the morning, because if I leave after 5, it's at least an hour, usually more.
Yeah, you'll age visibly before you even get to all the RV sales places.
And I'm so mad. And at the point when I get here, I'm drained. I'm drained from yelling at everything.
You know what I've been doing now is I just turn on, if I'm stuck in traffic, I turn on the GPS, and it's always like, would you like to save whatever minutes? And it just takes you on like the most random backwards.
Yeah.
Like, but you know what? It keeps me on my toes, so I'm not tired. Like, I'm going down random residential streets, and I know it's not helping save me any time.
It would be great if like Google was like, Steve, turn right, turn left. You know, then park your Jeep. You'll see a scooter with the keys left in it 300 yards to the right.
That would be
awesome. Here's right, your bicycle.
Yeah, boom. Take the scooter 7 blocks southwest. I mean, that would be so great if it straight navigated you.
Abandon
like,
your car here.
You know, there's a hang glider on the roof of the gymnasium to the left.
Oh, that would be
you
so
know?
Great.
Yeah, it's like... It's
like the Mission Impossible mode.
Yeah, like Morpheus is talking through you, you know? Do just as I say, Steve. You know, yeah. That's, I want that. Can we download that app?
Or it's like, here's some mushrooms.
The Google Life app.
Yeah, just park your car. car and right. take these mushrooms, go to this park and wait 2 hours.
Yeah, today you're going to lose your job, but you won't care. Turn right to lose your job now.
Are you okay with this?
Yes.
Well, we got a couple texts.
Nice.
Is there any way to access old Migs cast, STP cast, and Nuthead podcast? No, sorry. Next theme, honestly, I don't know if there is or isn't, but...
What was the Nut Hut?
The Nut Hut was when Double R was here, and it was basically our first attempt at doing a podcast. It was...
How'd it go?
It was all right. It was basically, it was you, me, Double R,
and Toppy. Yeah, I think it was just the four of us.
I remember enjoying Double R.
Yeah.
I mean, I always, on the BJ Shea show,
it was fun.
He always made me laugh.
And the podcast was fun, but it was, first attempt at podcast, so it would go about as much as expect with people who have no idea what they're doing except what they're doing on the radio.
And it depended on the day. It depended on the week. It depended on the mood. But, it was okay. And then the STP cast obviously did what it did. I have... the first year on CD.
Oh,
I have all my Undead Radios on CD, but
I don't know what to do with them.
No.
I don't know if we could put them up on the website. I guess we could. When they made the switch to a different file uploader server thingy,
All of them.
It sucks because
it just took them down.
A lot of cool stuff is not available anymore online. Like my old WrestleMania or SummerSlam radio row broadcasts, I can't find those.
Just killed your content. Boom, gone.
Yeah, they just disappeared.
Oh, it is
they warned us, but you don't really believe them.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's on the internet. It's going to be on the internet
forever.
We
survived the Y2K shift.
It's like your nudies are up there forever, but our audio that we actually want.
Right. I can't get rid of my dong on the internet, but I can't find my interview with
you. Tried to scrub
it's like
it
a
with
bad
Jim
penny.
Ross.
It just keeps turning up.
This guy says, what's up, fellas? Sorry, I forgot to put my name on the text about the Verve pipe, but damn, this is from, Jared, the bigness of the rig.
Nice. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? He says the Verve pipe, but damn, sending me down the rabbit hole again was the week of killer 90s music.
Yay.
One of my other absolute favorites was In the Meantime by Space Hog.
Yes.
Great song.
Oh, it's so good.
That whole record was good.
Was
actually.
It?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I only
with like Cruel Be Kind
one.
And all that stuff.
Man.
Says, love you, dudes. Shout out to the awesome Justin
record.
And Hannah. They're rad. And as always, Wyatt's a dick. LOL. Oh, I hit the post on that one.
Nice.
And we've lifted our hatred for Wyatt. Wyatt's our friend now. Let's not forget.
Oh yeah.
Our issue now is with Andy from Top Left TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the worst. No, he's fine.
We've got to see these guys at the Croc before they've been remodeled.
Ooh.
Yeah, on the Chinese album tour.
Not that it's the same band, but it just makes me think about cool shows at the Croc. I saw Our Lady Peace at the old Croc, and they're going to
really?
Be here tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
They're still
where.
A band?
I know. Yeah, I'll turn it up.
Turn it up.
In the end, we shall achieve in time the thing we call divine. When all the stars will smile.
Our Lady Peace at the Neptune tomorrow.
Ooh.
When all is well.
I love that bass.
You played an old Ricky 4001, as I recall.
Sound like Rain Man of bass guitars right there. Yeah, definitely Ricky 4001.
You just don't see him much in rock. I mean, outside of vintage Cliff Burton, you know?
Yeah.
Video like them just performing in a room full of thoroughly unimpressed drag queens.
Yes. I don't remember if they were drag queens or chicks, but I remember it was
I think they were drag queens just sitting there like, we so don't care that you're doing this.
Right.
Yeah, and they're just up there rocking out.
You know what this band reminded me of? Is the old local band that features actually bassist for Bruiser Brody, Jeff Rouse. Remember Alien Crime Syndicate?
Oh, I remember Alien Crime Syndicate.
I love the Alien Crime Syndicate. I remember this song always made me think of Space Hog. Just because it had that like, woo stuff going on.
It was Joe Reinecke. Who,
from the Mises.
I thought it was Micro Mini, or was it the Mises?
No, I loved Micro Mini, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, he was in the Mises, and then did Alien Crime Syndicate, and it was him, Jeff Rouse on bass, Mike Squires on guitar.
Right, that's right.
And Nabil Ayers on drums.
Yep,
he was
Nabil
in the
owns Sonic Boom.
Boom,
yeah.
Not anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think he runs 4AD Records now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I think Joe's still running a studio somewhere here in
Orbit.
Town.
Orbit
yeah,
Studios.
Yeah, I run into him once in a while. He's a sweetheart of a guy.
Great man. Guy.
All those guys were.
Except for Jeff. He's a dick. No, I'm kidding. For cover, I see him falling right out of the sky. Somebody told me to look away. Oh, this was their hit, though. Remember this one? Ozzy?
Oh, yeah.
This actually got airplane.
Yeah, they were signed to V2 for a minute.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm. I remember when that went down.
We played a lot of shows with them back in the day. They had that awesome ACS light up sign like Kiss.
Yep.
And I think Rouse fired it off with a, like, he had a pedal right by his bass pedals.
Again, I remember seeing them at the old Croc before the remodel. And yeah, they would fire up that ACS thing and you're just blind.
Dude, Rev, they had like a giant ACS and there was a bunch of light bulbs in it. And they made it out of a box. Like they,
wow.
Right. They were all about the show, which I thought was so cool. They had smoke machines and the band members all controlled it with pedals. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever, like this part, they would turn on the ACS, and it was so bright, it would blind the entire crowd.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
And you'd go outside, every time you blinked, you'd see ACS.
Yeah. Gosh, I love this band. Now I want to find Micro Mini.
So it wasn't.
I should look in my pants, huh, boy?
It wasn't the Mises. Because I remember.
Hunky, hunky.
They had something that got on a movie soundtrack, and that created some good royalties for Joe, and I think that was how he was able to open that studio.
Yeah.
If I'm following all that correctly. And I believe the whole Alien Crime Syndicate, Duff McKagan loaded connection happened because Duff had this great old console, this desk, that he then got to Joe Reinecke to use in that studio, and I think that's how Rouse Mike Squires met Duff and later ended up in Loaded, and that was kind of, I think that's all that went down.
I still remember one time getting a phone call.
Because McKagan got him that board, and I'm Duff, and I'm Jeff, and then the friendship was blossomed.
And then they became Loaded.
Yeah, that weird.
That's funny.
See, I know how everyone else has succeeded in this world, but I don't know how to succeed
myself.
You're
like the Robin Leach of Seattle music.
Yeah, reporting on things I'll never have. This is Glenn Cannon reporting on hope and freedom.
This was Micro Mini. They were so sugary. Bob's got a titanium driver. I can't hang with that. This band also had Nabil in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They used to dedicate this song to me when I was at the shows, which I thought was cool. This is my favorite.
Speaking of like great old school bands, you know, Goodness is back together and doing shows.
Yeah, they just had their show on Saturday at the Tractor.
It was sold out. Tony and I were going to go to that, and financially we were kind of trying to weigh out whether or not we could afford to, and then the show sold
Michelle,
out.
Michelle got the vinyl on their little crowdfunding thing and got a ticket to the show,
but ended up
bailing because she didn't want to go solo. And I couldn't get in because it was completely sold out.
Yeah,
so she ended up passing on her ticket to one of the band members who couldn't get one of their friends into the show.
It was so packed
that we just stayed home.
I mean, last time I saw Goodness, it was Showbox Market. That Anthem record's killer. Actually, Goodness Anthem. You should just look that up.
All right, I will.
Goodness is so good.
Yeah, they were great, man.
Do you remember Severna Park?
No.
Oh, this band was great.
I'll probably remember them once I hear it. I just remember them. You can't run away. Oh, no. You had a big pop punk.
Yeah.
Well, this was Peter Parker.
These are our boys.
Right. Yeah. Kind of a California Brat Rock thing going on. You can't
track miles away. Where was I looking up again? Oh, it's Goodness
Anthem.
Man, I don't know what I'm listening to all day today. This is 90s.
Yeah, I'm going to go dig that Anthem record out. Sonic Rocket, Sonic Dust. Yeah, so this is a little bubblegum for me.
It was, yeah.
I can't hang with the bubblegum.
Well, screw you then.
I know, it's fine.
All right, let's go check out Anthem. Here we go. Go here.
I can live with that.
I like that we're just doing a podcast and we're just listening to songs that we like.
Third week in a row.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, this is
a call to all. It's a
killer song.
Yeah.
This is sugary too, though.
Yeah, but it's good.
Oh, suck it.
Good song.
It's killer. This whole record's great.
And I think, again, geeky lineage. I think Goodness was formerly Hammerbox.
Yep, I love Hammerbox.
And Hammerbox was kind of known for, at the time, Pearl Jam was, you know, going off like a rocket. But MacReady was friends with the Hammerbox camp, and he would just turn up at Hammerbox shows and sit in and jam on guitar and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So people would go bananas for Hammerbox, and that was kind of that whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing.
Sadly, James, the guitarist, who was a super sweet guy, he passed away. I think he lost his battle to cancer
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real, real nice guy and super talented guitarist. Yeah, this was Hammerbox. I remember we used to play him on college radio all the time. A little more scratchy than Goodness.
Yeah, yeah. You trip mad lights on the sunshine. Takes you all the way around to buy it. And you just like sunshine. Yeah. And if we're going down that rabbit hole,
Uh-oh.
What was the grunt truck tune?
Oh,
Big Dumb Love or Dumb Love or...
I remember. It was featured on... It was featured on Crazy Love. It was
Crazy Love. Go crazy!
It was featured on Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead put him over. He's like, these guys are cool. More.
They were the first band I saw when I moved to Seattle.
Ooh.
Seriously, I'd been here less than a week, and I went to the Color Box and saw Grunt Truck, and it was packed, and people were going nuts, and I went, I really moved to the right town.
First
of course,
local.
I didn't know that they were like a previously signed legendary band, and that the music scene here was sort of dead, and I'd made a terrible life choice. I didn't know that yet.
The first band I saw in Seattle was Bloodhound Gang, but the first local band I saw was Mudhoney.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then 10-minute warning. Could you imagine how much better this would sound if it was recorded nowadays?
Oh, I know.
Like, it's missing a lot of bottom end.
When I saw this, I was like, dude, I have definitely moved to the right city.
Yeah.
This is where I'm always supposed to have been. Oh, man, I just did not know that. I didn't know they had been signed and toured the world.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And then I start going to other shows. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And, yeah, just another in a series of terrible life choices. But they crushed at the Color Box.
Oh,
crushed. Oh, yeah, a little tough, a little, yeah, perfection. A little more for you who wasted attention. Yeah, you know, Helmet Stuff, it sounds like the song.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time, it was the biggest... Like, this is the biggest, meanest record I've ever heard.
Funny thing about Helmet was I remember wanting to find Space Hogs in the meantime and then looking up on Napster... In the meantime, and getting Helmets in the meantime.
Well, that's what you get for illegally downloading.
So
stuff.
You got milk toasted by
accident.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is not the song I'm looking for. I didn't hate it. It was just not what I was looking for.
Windowpane covered Unsung for a minute, a year or so.
Yeah, you guys did it with and Mark sang it on the last show.
Yep.
For him.
Yeah, man, it's so weird. Good. I mean, it's chiller, right, but back then it was so big and huge compared to everything else you were hearing. And you listen to it now, it sounds thin.
This was the band that every label thought was going to be the next Nirvana.
Yeah.
Like, they got in the middle of a huge bidding war. I think, like, at the time, like, several million dollars were thrown their way.
Whoa.
And it did well, but it didn't become the next Nirvana. No.
Well, they weren't as hooky.
No.
You know, they had a couple really strong songs. They just weren't as hooky. It wasn't that kind of music.
All right, we should probably get rolling.
In the meantime,
maybe next week's Mixed Cast, we are.
See you Thursday.
We will be wormhole free.
Yeah, right.
I say that, but I always get good response. I mean, I'm sure people hate it. I'm sure people love it. It's kind of like my life.
Yeah, right.
Sad and happy.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You're like that weird little one-man band guy.
One-hand
tragic
band?
Yet amusing. One hand man?
I play 17 instruments with one hand.
Yeah, with my left foot. It's a triumph. A story of humanity. I tell you, it's Glenn Cannon. Tragic and amusing. Tragic and amusing, dude. I should get a tattooed on my goddamn forehead.
Yeah, right there.
Or on your lower back.
Yeah, Trimster!
Hey, as always, we really do appreciate you guys listening, especially if you made it through this wormhole. From hair metal to Seattle rock. To Helmet.
Thanks for playing, kids. Please, visit us again.
We'll be back next week. I think our friend Billy from Mary Mart, which might lead us down another weird road.
Yeah,
the recreational pot shop.
What a time.
Yeah. Perfect time for the holidays. Stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.